uncharacteristic. Go ahead, say it, Taylor. Uncharacteristically. Okay, it's been warm in February, and it hasn't been the way it usually is, ending with temperatures around the Bay Area hitting as high as mid to upper 70s. That's today. And on the good side of all that, your options for weekend plans are a lot more outdoorsy. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and San Francisco Chronicle Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra. Thanks so much for joining us, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed that because on my radio show, I never do more than three-syllable words. That's a rule.
Uncharacteristically warm in February. There, we did it. In fact, you know, this is the first February since 1864 with no rain, no precipitation.
If you get out there, I've been on my boat this week. You just can't possibly imagine what it's like if you don't see the pictures. This week in the San Francisco Chronicle, I printed a picture Sunday and Monday of a bear that swam right past our boat. And in today's Chronicle, my son and me out on Shasta were as calm as a mill pond. And yet, even without the rain, the average lake is 110% full for the date right now. And that's from holdover levels from last year and a wet end of November and December. So things are looking perfect, really, for the next couple days.
Yeah, I noticed that. Most of the lakes that I see that the water levels are normal or even above normal. Where is your fave? Mine is Lake Pillsbury, Mendocino National Forest. I went up there as a kid all the time.
Well, today in the story I did today, we highlight six areas where you can have a cabin rental, and that's what I would recommend for right now, a cabin rental at a foothill lake where the nights are still cold, pretty cold at night, but the days could be up to 80 tomorrow, if you can imagine that. Up in the high country, the mountain lakes won't open with cabin rentals until late April through early June. But for right now, Lake Siskiyou in the North State, Lake Almanor in Plumas County in Chester, Shasta Lake, your favorite, Lake Pillsbury, and in the foothills, Comanche Lake and Clear Lake. Those are the best spots right now.
Tom, let's talk real quick about the downside of all this. Could this be a bad thing that we've got such great weather in February?
Well, these things go in cycles. We've seen it over and over. There was one year in January where it was like this for about 4 days. You watch. By Sunday, it'll be cold again, maybe rainy. These things go up and down. A friend of mine who's a climatologist calls it the swing effect. And that's like a little kid. You pull back on the swing real far one way, it then will swing back the other way. And that's how our weather has been the last few years.
I like that idea. I can't wait to start complaining about the wind and the rain and all that stuff. Tom Steenstra, thanks so much for joining us.